USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for the Attorney General to release the full, unredacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. A DOJ spokeswoman called the subpoena premature and unnecessary. Police in Northern Ireland have arrested two suspects in connection with the fatal shooting of a journalist during rioting Thursday night in Londonderry. The BBC's Jenny Kumo.
Lyra McKee was a journalist. She was singled out as an under-30 talent to watch, but she was shot on Thursday as she was observing riots in the Craigan estate in Londonderry. Police have been appealing for information. They've been asking people who have mobile phone footage to get in touch, and earlier they released CCTV footage.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At least five people have been killed in severe weather. It hit a wide area from Florida to the Mid-Atlantic region during the week. At one time, over 180,000 people were without power. A South Florida man could face up to 5 years in prison. He's accused of making threatening phone calls to several Democrats in Congress. U.S. Capitol Police say 49-year-old John Kless is charged with making threatening communications after leaving voicemails at the offices of Representative Eric Swalwell, Rashida Tlaib, Senator Cory Booker, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Police say some of the calls mention Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. He also told Tlaib that she, like Omar, was lucky she was only getting death threats. In addition, he reportedly called Swalwell a communist, said someone would kill him if he enacted gun control, and he told Cory Booker he wanted to kill black people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
According to a new survey, a lot fewer Americans belong to houses of worship. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A Gallup survey finds the percentage of Americans who say they belong to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque is at an all-time low. An all-time low. Research showing just half of Americans reported being members last year. From 1937 through 1976, church membership in the USA was 70% or higher. Membership did dip a couple of percentage points in the late 1970s through the 1990s, but since 1999, there's been a drop-off of 20%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors in South Carolina say a quarrel didn't cause a young boy to die. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
No charges will be filed of the death of a South Carolina fifth grader who died last month, not long after an altercation with another student in a classroom that involved slapping. Prosecutor Duffy Stone.
First, Renaya Wright died of natural causes. Second, there was no evidence of trauma on or inside the body of Renaya Wright that would indicate that any fight in any magnitude contributed to her death. And third, as a result of those findings, there will not be criminal charges brought in this matter.
Pathologists say the youngster died of a rare brain condition.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.